This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. Fall is in the air, whether you like it or not, and I am a fan of it. And one of the things I'm a fan of is getting out and doing some picking, doing some corn mazing, and all the fun things that go along with fall here in New England. And joining me this morning is John Lyman, Executive Vice President of Lyman Orchards in Middlefield. John, how have you been over the past year?
Good morning, Joey. I've been great. It's been kind of a wild ride, I think, for everybody. But doing fine, thankfully. And we're really kicking off now into the fall, which is our busiest time of the year, and we're ready and raring to go.
You know, one of those things that I guess, you know, one of the many things that Lyman Orchard is synonymous with is the corn maze, and that just started. How's that going?
That's actually going very well. First couple weeks, we've been seeing really good, steady attendance. The theme this year is a lot of fun. It's going to be, it's the rock and roll theme and the 70s music. Which for many of us, we remember it as teenagers, and for others, you hear it with others being current artists redoing the songs. So, but it's a lot of fun. There was very, very diverse genre of that decade, and people are going to learn all about it. And the maze, I've been told by a number of people, is probably our most challenging yet. And the corn is tall, and you're going to have a lot of fun.
You know, we'll get into how the growing season is in a little bit, but you know, I'm looking at, sure, you got a petting zoo this afternoon over there. There's beer, burgers, and line dancing under the tent. I mean, this isn't just, you know, no pun intended, your mom and pop's farm stand anymore. Lyman Orchards has kind of grown to become a destination for people.
It has. We're definitely a destination, and being centrally located here in the state, easily accessible. We bring a lot of people in from really a 50-mile, 75-mile radius. And there's a lot to do between pick your own, the maze, going to the store and shopping for those decadent donuts, mm-hmm, and going to 1741 Pub and Grill and all the special events we have going on. There's just a lot to do.
And the Pub and Grill is fairly new. How's that been going? And I mean, you know, with COVID and everything, everyone's just kind of trying to survive. How's the pub going?
It's actually going very well. Last year, we talk about timing. We opened the restaurant in right smack middle of COVID. But what was interesting is we have a big tent that we normally would do golf outings under. And because golf outings really weren't taking place last year, it afforded us a wonderful venue for an outdoor restaurant. And so we took advantage of that, and we developed quite a following, and we've been mixing between the tent and indoors throughout the season. We bring a lot of entertainment in, live music, different special events that you mentioned. So, in fact, on October 16th, we're having an Oktoberfest at the 1741 tent, and we're going to have Irish step dancers and Celtic Irish music. So a little bit of a twist on the Oktoberfest. But it's been going really well.
That's good to hear. I mean, everything's just struggling. How has, you know, let's get to the, you know, what I guess you can say Lyman's founded itself on is fresh produce. How has, I mean, we've heard from different, it's been a wet summer, it's been a windy summer, it's been a stormy summer. Everything seems to have gotten thrown into the mix this year. How has the vegetables and fruit been doing?
Well, it's kind of a mix of stories depending on the crop. And first off, for the tree fruit, they have excelled. So we have our best apple crop we've had possibly ever, believe it or not. It's a beautiful apple crop. We've had a phenomenal peach and pear crop. Those are still going. We've got some beautiful fruits still there. Now, the ground crops, vegetables, we don't grow a lot of vegetables, but we do grow pumpkins, and they have suffered. It's been a very, very difficult time. And it ranges around the state to complete washout if you're in lower areas, to even when you're on hills. You know, some simple things like when the pumpkin should have been pollinated, it was, you know, really rainy, wet. They didn't get pollinated. So the kind of the short story is the pumpkin supply is going to be tight this year. My recommendation is that people get out early, get their pumpkins, because there may not be a whole bunch later on. So just a kind of a tip there. But yeah, it's been a mix, and depending what you grow, it's been either a really, really tough summer, or in the case of the tree fruit, it's actually been a very, very beneficial summer with the rain, and fruit is large and juicy and tastes great. And we're ready for people to come get some beautiful apples.
That, you know, that's definitely the time of the year. Apples are key. And I think it's past season, but I always have to bring this up because you guys are one of the only places that grow it in around here, that's for sure. The Yasta berries. Explain those a little bit to the listeners.
Well, it is a very unique crop. It's a cross between a gooseberry and blackcurrant. It is a very short season. It is about 10 days to 2 weeks, and usually in the middle of July. You're right, not many people grow it. So either we're crazy because we're growing it, or it's just that maybe we're ahead of the game. I don't know. But it's just the name itself, I think, intrigues people. It's a great berry for jam, for anything that you would use, you know, a similar fruit like a cranberry. If you substitute it with a Yasta berry, it's really same kind of recipes, really excellent complement to a lot of the meals.
And now
we do have a new crop that we actually started a couple years ago, and it will start coming in more and more every year, and that's called the honeyberry, which is going to be in the strawberry season, and we're pretty excited about that as well. And that's going to be another crop for June, which we've always been trying to get another crop for June.
So now what's that taste like, or what's the attributes of it, if you will?
Both the Yasta berry and honeyberry are really high in antioxidants, so it's got a lot of health benefits to it. It is a little bit of a tart berry, very high in tannins, which means that down the road, if we produce enough, get into things like liqueur, wine, that kind of thing, because they really are similar to grapes in that sense. They make some very good alcoholic beverages. So, but anyways, it's a good eating berry, but also good for cooking with processing, good all-purpose.
Now, I have to ask this question because I'm on the website, LymanOrchards.com, and I see apple cannons. Who in their right mind and awesomely came up with this idea?
Well, you kind of pay attention to what others are doing around the country, and whether it be apple cannons, pumpkin blasters, whatever. There's a number of people who have been trying and doing it. So we looked at it a few years ago and said it might be real fun to have this, and so we introduced it. This would be our third season with it, and you put 100 or more PSI and you send that apple out 100 mile an hour or more out of the cannon, and you splat it on a target in the field, is pretty satisfying. So, that's been a lot of additional activity for people, and they just really have been enjoying it.
And that's the thing, you know, you guys are always coming up with those little ideas to, you know, people come out and you can just spend a good time there. You can grab something in the apple barrel, and there's so much in there. Like you said, the donuts. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And we've been, trying to, see if we get people out on weekdays. So we've been doing a wacky weekday apple special where if you pick a peck bag or more of apples, you get a free package of cider donut holes. And that's Monday through Friday during the week. And so why not? Come out, pick some apples, and go have those donuts.
And I know we stop a lot when we go to my mother-in-law's house and get like the stuffed breads. You can't beat the Lyman pies, either the high top or just the regular apple pie. I mean, there's so many things inside the apple barrel. It's just, it's an experience.
It is. It's a food experience. That's a great way to say it. We do have some really unique products, but also the all-time favorites with our Scratch Bakery and pies are by far, from a product line, our best. And we do a lot of wholesale with that as well. Big Y and other supermarkets. And, so people can get it. If they can't get to Middlefield, they can get it at the grocery store. But certainly make a visit to Middlefield as well.
Now, is this the first time you've done this, a haunted portion for the Halloween festivities? I'm looking here, the Evidence of Evil Haunted Attraction at Lyman Orchards.
Yeah, that's obviously a new event for us this year. We actually did a haunted graveyard back just prior to when we opened the corn maze in 2000. So the 3 years before that, we actually hosted the Haunted Graveyard, and they eventually moved over to Lake Compounds. So, but the Sevens of Evil, the guys who do this, approached us last fall and asked if we'd be interested. And we got together with them, talked, and we decided it was a great activity for us, and they thought it was a great venue for them. So they're going to be deep in the woods here at Lyman Orchards. So not only is their what they put together scary, but the location scary too. So it's going to be a lot of fun Friday, Saturday, and Sundays evenings in October. And people can go to our website, and you have to buy tickets ahead of time. You can follow the links to that on the website.
Yeah, and I'm looking, a portion of the proceeds will be donated to St. Jude's Children, so that's an amazing thing also.
Absolutely.
You know, if someone's coming into the Apple Barrel or coming out to Lyman for the first time, I don't know how you didn't get out there yet, but, you know, what's one thing in your mind that people overlook, unfortunately, about Lyman?
I would say, again, it's really about the fact that, you know, right here in a busy, in a central Connecticut, you drive down 91 and you see all this, you know, this development and everything is, you know, the fact that we've got 1,100 acres and you get in the middle of the orchard and you feel like you're out in the middle of the wilderness. It's just a real escape not far from where you might be, where if you're in an urban area. It's just a beautiful setting. You get up on the hills, especially during the fall time, and you have the leaves turning, crisp air. There's nothing better. And we have a lot of people who come just to escape and enjoy the serenity of it. So I would think that piece maybe gets understated. Obviously, weekends get really busy, and you get in the middle of that, and you feel like it's really crazy. But, you know, I'd encourage people to come during the week. We've got all the same activities going on, and it's a beautiful setting just to relax and kind of escape.
Yeah, you know, you can go in the Apple Barrel, get a couple apple cider donuts, grab a cup of warm cider, sit out on the deck, watch the ducks and the geese. It's definitely, you can get lost there, which is a great thing.
Absolutely. It's just, I think that's a piece that people, when they get here, they discover that and kind of something that then they want to come back every year and experience that.
And if anyone is still looking to tee off, is the golf course still open, or how's season
absolutely
looking for that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have, if you're just beginning, we have the Golf Center across the street from the Apple Barrel and the Apple Nine. And if you're, if you feel like you're Tiger Woods, you can go play we have 36 holes of championship golf. So it's really for everybody, 45 holes. So you can come pick. You can hit a golf ball, you can shoot an apple, you can go to the corn maze, you can get those donuts and pies, go to 1741 to finish the day off.
And that's the thing, you know, we don't have to get into the whole COVID restrictions because those are ever changing. All I can say is if people want to get the updated stuff, you can visit LymanOrchards.com, their Facebook, their Instagram, their Twitter, all the same at Lyman Orchards. So again, joining us this morning, John Lyman, Executive Vice President of Lyman Orchards. You can visit them online, LymanOrchards.com. You can go pick some apples. There's a bunch of stuff still in season. Head over to the website for all the restrictions. See what's in season. Get out there. Pick some vegetables and fruit, because great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.